Yes, and we're talking heavy metal today. No, not that kind of heavy metal. Today, as we celebrate National Bittersweet Chocolate Day, the Hershey Company and Trader Joe's are facing class action lawsuits because of the levels of lead and cadmium in their dark chocolate products. And we have a fresh reminder today that there are heavy metals in baby food. Right after we thank the Chevy Silverado HD for sponsoring us. Experience life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Okay, heavy metals and baby food, sir?
My name's Gary Harkeye. I'm an investigative journalist with Bloomberg Law.
Yeah, we've heard this story before, and Gary's article at Bloomberg.com shares new research done by Bloomberg Law, which purchased 33 products made by 9 companies and mailed them to a laboratory to be tested for heavy metals.
And what we found was essentially that we could find lead, arsenic, and cadmium in all but one of those foods.
And had Congress passed a bill limiting the amounts of heavy metals in baby food when it had the chance in 2019 and again in 2021,
these would have been over that limit.
Limiting them is an option. Getting rid of them is not. They're everywhere.
Sweet potatoes and rice have these elements in them. Just in the basic product. There's no way at this point to eliminate all heavy metals in your food.
But regulations do work, as we saw after the EPA, FDA, and others cracked down years ago on the use of lead in all sorts of products. But when it comes to baby food,
it seems to become a priority for the FDA, I've been told, when people pay attention to it.
And he says this is important. The food that has the most arsenic, rice.
Yeah, rice is one of the big problems because of the inorganic arsenic that it absorbs from the water that it is grown in.
Great. I'm just thinking about all of the rice pudding and such we fed to our babies. So what are parents supposed to do?
Parents shouldn't necessarily, you know, freak out about this. The idea would be to keep things in moderation, limit rice products substantially, wash fresh fruits and vegetables, and you're probably going to be okay.
And educate yourself. You can read Gary Harkeye's article at WGNradio.com, and it includes several tips from experts on how to limit your baby's exposure. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.